Oh boy. Starting it off with a laugh, you guys. Welcome back to Cool Hip Parents Podcast.
Hi guys.
Where we are neither cool nor hip, but we do laugh a lot. So much that when you started this podcast episode, you got a giggle. And it wasn't for me. No. That's not a real laugh.
It is real.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode.
Hey guys, we want to thank you for joining us for this episode. I'm your co-host, Brandon, and as always, with me is your host.
Oh, I'm the Amira. I'm the
Sometimes.
Host.
Sometimes. Oh, come on.
Oh, did I get a promotion?
Like, act like you've been here once or twice.
I'm sorry.
And then we have our production assistant over there, Penny. Where is he?
That's our cat. He's living his life. Cats do what they want to do.
All right.
But more importantly, just so you guys know, the awesomeness of this episode is that it is sponsored by Google. Okay? So Google for education, right? Yes. Has decided that they would like us to start a conversation with you guys here on the podcast. And we're actually going to be talking about something pretty serious. But of course, we want to give our parental input about it and share our stories with you all. And really give you a catalyst to have a conversation with your kids, to go to Google for education and explore the things that we're going to be talking about, and to possibly tell your kids a dad joke or two, because I have a funny feeling my husband might tell 3 to 5 Google related dad jokes during this episode. I may be wrong.
Are you done now?
But I may be right.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you done?
I am. Yes, M'Baku, I'm finished.
So you've been telling me for however long this has been that you're going to do the whole ad. And then when you get there, you're like, maybe you go Google, wait, what? Okay.
All right.
Education.
Anywho. But
it is education.
But this is going to be a pretty serious, it's a serious subject because it's about cyberbullying. And obviously.
Cyberbullying is bad.
Nowadays, this is the new normal for parents, is that we have to deal with our kids possibly being cyberbullied, or just talking to our kids about not being a cyberbully and using the internet responsibly. And it stems from just like a classic bullying episode. Like, I mean, this isn't new news. Bullying is as old as time.
The internet is the new outside.
Everyone's gone through it. I've been bullied quite a few times when I was little, and being someone that works on the internet, I kind of get bullied almost every day. It's pretty interesting. It's just that I choose to be kind. It's cool to be kind, so I choose to be kind, but it feels like this is the new normal, and it's something that as parents of not only a teenager, but an 8-year-old and now a 4-year-old, and having all three of them love their video games and they love being on the computer and they learn via the computer and through apps and things like that. This is a conversation that we as a couple have to have quite a bit. And it's a conversation that's dear to our hearts because we both have dealt with our own bullying when we were little. I don't know if you want to tell your story.
Oh, I used to get bullied all the time. Just because, how can I put this? I was the chubby kid. I was the kid with all the money, or whose family was rich, I guess. And I could have anything I wanted, but I just wanted to hang out and like go play football or whatever the case may be. So, you know, whatever. And I wasn't passive, but I wasn't violent. I mean, I didn't fight things like that until I had to. And then I cleaned that street up pretty easily.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, should I tell that whole story?
Are you
like that thing?
All right, I figured you would tell your bullying, because your story is pretty awesome in terms of being an upstander, which is something that Google for Education likes to talk about. It's a phrase that they use, how they want us to teach our kids to be upstanders in the community. It's similar to Mr. Rogers saying that his mom used to tell him to look for the helpers. You want to look for those people who are going out of their way to be kind. And you can find them online. It's not like it's something you can't find virtually. So, and I feel like your story is perfect because sometimes you, I mean, not sometimes, all the time, you need to stand up for yourself. And that's pretty much what you did. And I figured you were going to tell them that because it's a pretty awesome story.
Oh, cool. Thanks. So I was in a, situation of like being an only child and wanting to have friends and those friends being jerks. So there were two brothers. One's name is C-3PO. The other's name is R2-D2. Because I don't want to say
that. I know, like, you don't want to say their real names.
Because we're cool. Like, we're cool. Yes, or we could, at least yeah, we were.
They might listen to this.
That's and so the older is C-3PO, right? And C-3PO, he'd be like, yo, and we would fight. But I wouldn't. Like, it would be like one or two hits, and then I would run home, like, you know, and that'd be it. Everybody's like, yo, you're stronger. I'm like, I know, but I was in that stage of, like, these are the only kids that are here to play with. So one day, and R2-T2, if C-3PO, I almost looked up, if C-3PO wasn't around, he would try to do that, like, he would try to bully me. And we just happened to be playing football one day, and for some reason, he thought I was trying to tackle him, but I wasn't. I was just a big kid. Like, I was bigger than everybody. And he hit me in the face. He hit me in the face. Like, he punched me. And I just had enough. And so I started punching him repeatedly in the face. Like I had taken boxing lessons. I had taken kung fu. Karate, excuse me, not kung fu. I don't want to disrespect. But I was, like, trained to fight. So anytime they tried to fight me before, like, I would just be blocking punches and, you know, whatever, bang, 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 bang. This particular time, I decided that I had had enough. So R2-D2 and I begin to fight, and he is steadily losing this fight, meaning I'm not getting hit at all. And everybody's standing there like, what? C-3PO.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody yells for him or he sees it or something. He runs out of the house to help R2-D2. It's funny. So C-3PO hits me, and he hits me in the back. I hit R2-D2 in the face. I turn around and I begin to pummel C-3PO. R2-D2 hits me in the back. I begin to pummel R2-D2. And I continually just turned around until I was finished.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
The Christmas Story.
Yes.
Or A Christmas Story.
Absolutely.
He was Ralphie. You know how Ralphie was like, I'm through.
Like, I was done.
Finished. And I'm going to cry afterwards, but this is it. Like, I'm over it. That's what it always reminds me of Ralphie, because we raise kind children. We really do. I have yet to encounter, maybe that's because we have a good circle of people that we interact with, but I've yet to encounter a fellow parent that is not raising a kind child. We are all going out of our way to instill kindness in our kids, but we also need to teach them how to stand up for themselves and for others. So that's what that reminds me of. Your story is more elaborate than mine. I just had a girl that picked on me for a whole year, and she always pulled my hair because my hair was really long and curly. And she was bigger than me. And then finally, I had a Ralphie moment, and I laid into her. And my principal was, they had seen it happening over and over again, that she was picking on me. And as much as they wanted to really reprimand me, they couldn't, because they had seen that I was going out of my way to be kind to this girl. And my parents had taught me to be kind, and that's what I did. And what really would have been awesome, and I think it's because everyone was scared of her, is to have my friends stand up for me. And we were all terrified of her. And that's what I want my kids to be. And that's what we're raising a daughter like that already. Like,
both of them.
She stood up to it ended up being that our oldest son was bullied when he was in school. And it ended up being that the bully moved in two doors down from where we were and when we lived in our apartment. And they all became friends and they all used to play. But my son had told my daughter, you know, he used to bully me in school in their own, because that's the type of relationship that they have, which is really so sweet. And we absolutely love that they love each other like that. But she took the boy to task. I don't want to call him a bully because he was so super sweet. And it really did surprise me that he did bully our son.
I know why, though.
Yes, we know why. He had, yeah. It was a home thing that he was going through.
Yeah.
But she took him to task. She said, listen, why did you bully my brother? And he explained what was going on in his family and, you know, his reasoning why, and that he was very sorry. And that Brandon is, you know, one of his really good friends now. And she said, I really like you. This is my favorite.
I like that kid.
She's like, no, she says this face. She's like, I really like you, but we don't play with bullies and we don't play with mean people. So if you are ever mean to us, we will not play with you. And I overheard it because the window was open. They were playing. I was not out there. I overheard and I felt like, oh my gosh, we are the bomb parents. We're the bomb, because she had no problem sticking up for her brother and also sticking up for herself. She was like, listen, we will not entertain any foolery. It will not happen. So if you decide all of a sudden you want to be mean again, you will not be playing with us. We are fine playing on our own. So you need to stay as nice as you are currently, or we can't be your friends. And I feel like that's something that we have to also remind our kids, is just to be brave. It's okay to stand up for not only yourself, but for others. Be brave. Tell people that you will not entertain any type of bullying, especially cyberbullying. You can be brave online. You don't have to take anything. Words do hurt, but your words back to them also matter. And I feel like this is a conversation that more parents need to have, maybe at the dinner table, or you know, using tools like Google for Education. They have a wonderful little Interlands, which is like a video game, and the kids get to learn about being brave and being kind and being strong. And
message.
And I don't want us as parents to forget to touch base on all the things we need to touch on. Like, we need to remind our kids that they are the ones that are going to shape the future. They are shaping the future. And if they don't stand for something right now, that means in the future, it won't have any meaning. No one will be able to stand on bullying anyone, especially any cyberbullying, and marginalizing people, and just not being kind to others. So I think that this is something that means a lot to us.
Yeah. I mean, we as parents try so hard,
yeah,
to give our children everything we think they need. The first thing you kind of have to understand is that you can't. And it's great if there is an adult there that can help them, or you help them, etc. But when you have a kid and you give them encouragement, you show them that they're, air quote, faults are not really faults, then you set them up for success. And like, I was in a family that did nothing but encourage me. Like, I used to hear this every single day, or two, three times a week. Like, you're descended from kings, you're a prince. And these are the things that you have to do. You walk with your head held high. Things like, I was taught very, very young that it's, you know, the janitor and the CEO mentality neither of them have any difference other than their pay grade. And that shouldn't matter. Mm. They're still human beings.
Yeah.
So from a parent's perspective, you have to do stuff like that and just hope that you build them up enough so when they do see it, or when it is presented, because it will be, that they know how to handle it. And if they don't, they know where they can go to, you know, to get into their corner and stuff, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, ball.
And I think we're doing a good job, parents. Like, we are doing a really good job. And adding this to your repertoire, adding this little conversation to the things you're going to talk to your kids about when you pick them up from the car line, or when you're sitting down finally and having dinner, or when you're just chilling on the couch on a Saturday, this is important. It really is important. And it just adds to the fact that you actually care as a parent. We know that, you know, we all care about our kids, and we want our kids to be the best citizens of the world that they can. And this is an easy way, is to remind them about the things that they can do when they're experiencing cyberbullying, or if a friend is experiencing it, because that is a big thing right now. And a lot of kids are suffering. And we've seen things in the news about kids who are doing things either to themselves or ending their lives because of it. And it can be not avoided, but it can be a topic of discussion, mm-hmm. where kids don't have to feel like they're alone, where they all of a sudden have friends who are well informed about how to talk to them about the things that are happening online, and that they don't have to take it, and that there are really kind people that really love them and want the best for them. And it can be said through a text message, or it can be said through, you know, a chat room, or when you're talking to your friends playing Fortnite, or whatever the new hot game is right now, as you guys Fortnite? Are listening to
PUBG
to this podcast. And I'm really excited that we have resources. I feel as parents, we need more resources, just not regular old books, that parenting books that are popping up, but things where companies are creating platforms and ebooks and all those fun things that we can literally go through as parents and have guidelines. So that was part of the reason why we were excited to partner with Google for Education, and to tell you guys about Be Internet Awesome. Because number one, it's a free platform and program that we can use as parents. And they have a video game. It's called Interland. So you can play that with your kids. And we highly suggest that you sit down and play it with your kids. We will put links to everything in the show notes. So don't worry if you're maybe driving and listening to this. Everything will be linked in the show notes. You can always go to the show notes when you're done driving or whatever you're doing, cooking. And we always have links for you guys to pertinent blog posts. Also, we will be putting together a blog post for you all about all of the things that you can do in order to create a kinder being and to really have a frank conversation with your kids about cyberbullying. So actually, if you guys want to know more about Be Internet Awesome, it's their free multifaceted platform and program, and it's designed to teach kids the fundamentals of digital citizenship and safety so they can explore the online world with confidence. I love that so much. So the five areas that they talk about are being smart, alert, strong, kind, and brave. Kind and brave is like, those are my two favorite, but obviously all five of those are really important. And it's online, everything is online. So you'll find a teacher curriculum, which makes me so happy as a homeschool family, because not only are Brandon and I parents, but we have to be teachers too.
You be a teacher. Don't tell me what to do.
So curriculum really makes us excited. You know what I'm saying? So they have a curriculum for teachers, but they are doing a family guide as well. So if you guys want to do that, that's coming soon. I think maybe by the time you listen to this podcast, it might be available. But if you go to g.co/Google for education, you'll find everything that you guys need for that. And also, again, we're going to put the link in the show notes for you guys. So,
and just in case you guys didn't know, the links will be in the show notes.
I feel like I have to say it because I'm that mom where...
That does show notes?
Okay. Where I listen to a podcast. Like, I love listening to parenting podcasts.
Yeah.
And then you got the four-year-old is in your ear asking for juice or milk. And then somebody rings the doorbell. And then the washer goes off. Like, you hear the buzzer. And I miss that, what they just said. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh. Do I have to really rewind it back 15 seconds? No. I'll just keep listening, hopefully. So, for you, fellow mama, who's like me, I said it 50 times. Just in case you didn't hear it.
And if you did hear it, take twice the notes and share it with somebody that didn't. Each one teach one.
Okay. So I do have a question for you.
Go.
In terms of we have a teenager now. So in terms of our teenager.
Yeah.
And the things that he is now, I mean, he's very much into Fortnite. He likes his video games.
Uh-huh.
We feel like he's going to be our internet kid. What's your biggest fear for him? Because he's not only, I mean, he's very online, but he's also probably a more sensitive kid out of the three. And cyberbullying is something that I don't know, it may worry us a little bit. What are your thoughts on it for him?
Well, my thing this entire time, and I've kept him from, you know, a bunch of these games or playing with me or doing whatever because of it. You know, because that time I actually, you know, I had that issue with Jack A.
You guys, that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, whatever. But
Jack A, the actress, for those of you listening.
227 thing. My biggest fear is that he will internalize and won't come talk to me. Not you. And I say this with the utmost respect. Not you.
Yeah.
Because there are some things that I really believe that it should be boy-man conversations.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. Know?
And, you know, sometimes you just want to hack their PS4 and get their IP address and track them down and go knock on their door. And sometimes you can't do that.
Can't do that. That's offline, you know, bullying.
It's just stuff like that. Like, I really don't care what anybody would say to him. As long as he can come, he does know, but I try to reassure him all the time. But it's as long as he knows that he can come talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I didn't want, what was it, 30 reasons or whatever.
Oh, 13 Reasons 13 Why? Reasons. The show? Yeah.
Like, I didn't watch that for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, sometimes you don't need to watch the drama to know what it is. Like, I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, before, if I have the power, then you can, if I can stop it before anything happens on either side, you know, from our kid's point of view or for anybody trying to bully them, if I could get into that kid's head and be like, yo, you can destroy somebody's life or whatever the case may be, you know, that's where I'm at, yo, for shizzle.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm terrified.
Oh, okay.
I am. He's very much like me. And I remember me as a teenager. And this is why I'm being a big proponent of every parent really reminding their kids that it's okay to stand up for your friends. Because I wasn't fortunate enough to be in those types of circles where I had friends when I was a teenager, where I had friends who would stand up for me. It was more of a, someone is in charge of everyone and you have to fall in line because that person's in charge. It was very Mean Girls, if you guys have ever seen that movie.
Did you guys wear pink on Wednesday?
Listen, we wore, there was a thing.
You wore a FUBU?
No. FUBU, oh my gosh. Are we that old? We are. Yeah. But yeah, it was, there was a Regina George situation and no one would stand up for anyone, which is insane. That's insanity. And I just don't want that because he is so much like me that I remember just wanting to have friends. And I never thought that I was good enough to be choosy about my friends. I moved from one high school to another. So after 10th grade, I had to move to from private to public school. And all I was really wanting was to make friends. And even when I was in private school, it was actually good because I was a nerd and we hung out with the nerds, but the jocks didn't bother us. And, you know, the theater kids didn't bother. It was copacetic. But moving to a whole nother school, I felt like I was a freshman again. And all I wanted was to just be in a circle and be in a group. And it wasn't the best group for me because I didn't align myself properly, because that wasn't really something that was put into my head, is that it's okay to just not have those type of friends. Like, you will find the right friends. And I just want him to find the right friends and not just any friend that's going to talk to him. Because, you know, not everybody's going to be kind right off the bat. And some people just don't know to be kind. Some kids don't know yet because they were never taught. I'm terrified of that. But I think the more that we have these conversations with him and remind him that he is an upstanding gentleman and anyone will be blessed to be his friend and be in his circle, then he will have that confidence. I want him to have the confidence offline and online. Like, online, I want him to really have that confidence, because you can easily be knocked down online. I feel like it's easier to bring you into that spiral when you're a teen or a tween online than it is offline, because offline, they have to say it to your face. And you're like, right. Oh, okay, you. And you can literally look them in the face and say, you don't like me, so I'm not going to associate with you. Online is very tricky. Very tricky, and it can be scary depending on the way that you operate as a person. No, go ahead. That's it.
The cool thing, and it's really both of them, mainly him, though. The coolest thing that I'm really seeing is he's in small groups at church.
Yeah.
Small group is when the kids get together in a group of like 10 to 15 to 1,000. Now it's like 10 to 15 kids, like 10 kids. And they just sit and talk and discuss Bible stuff and how it affects their lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the one thing that they do is they all play Fortnite. I'm going to date this. They all play Fortnite. Okay. And the thing that gives me hope is because they all play Fortnite, they're all saying, yo, give me your Fortnite name.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. And I'm watching these kids, and these kids are really decent children. It's like, I'm very protective of this entire family, especially the childs. Most people will call them children. I say childs. Yes, and then the child.
No longer a child. Okay, anyway, sorry. We didn't do a movie reference yet, so there we go. There you go, you guys.
I lost it. Church, blah, 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 blah. Child.
Fortnite.
Yeah. Kids are cool. They want to play Fortnite. And he's getting in a situation where soon enough, they're going to be playing Fortnite together.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm so protective, that's where I was. Because I'm so protective, I have to trust everybody you go with.
Yeah.
Wherever you go. Like, I was the person that if I'm going to the mall with a group of people, I need to know who that group of people is. And if anything pops off, and I mean anything. Mm. I need to know who I'm going with. This is why I have the friends that I have now. And it's just like, okay, yo, I fell and I scraped my knee. Okay, we're gonna go to the mall. I mean, we're gonna go into JCPenney. Like, wait, bruh, like, I scraped my knee. I can't. No, those aren't the friends you go with. You go with people that are going to have your best interest in heart. My hope, or I see the hope in these kids being that same thing. So if they create, they're like, yo, we want to play insert multiplayer game here. You know, on this day or whatever the case may be, I'm like, okay, I guess you don't have that game. I guess we got to go get it.
Yeah.
Because if you're all going to the mall together, then you got to have a way to get there, you know? So those are the friendships that they are creating now. And it is super awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's so many facets to all of this. And I feel like we are scheduled to have a full podcast episode coming soon, you guys, about cell phones. No, it's okay. I'm not. Brandon doesn't like to know what the topic is before we go live.
I like to be fresh. I like to be
he likes, you know. He has a little razzle dazzle. But
a little Harlem
shake. I'm not going to tell you the whole topic, but we will, because we do have a teenager. This is a very, very, very big topic, and this will align with our topic from tonight, because I feel like that's a hot topic for parents. And if we start here, what we've been talking about tonight, I feel like that whole cell phone topic, it doesn't have to be as difficult and heartbreaking. But we will dive into that in a future episode. We promise that we'll do that for you guys. Because I know.
Next week.
I know. Yeah, next week pretty much. I know that is super important for many of you.
I think I've changed my stance on cell phones. So.
Yeah, see? There we go. This is why we're going to have it. We're going to have.
Absolutely not.
An actual discussion. Like, no. I'm not going to tell you what I currently think. And I know you're not going to tell me. And then we are just going to put it right on the podcast.
Cool. Putting it on the podcast. Straight up in people's faces.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Cheat to cheat.
No, stop it. Behave. He hardly ever behaves. Anyway, you guys, this was an awesome conversation. Hopefully that this is something that you all will do with your kids. Sit down and have this conversation with them. We highly, highly suggest that you go to g.co/beinternetawesome. That's the website for you guys to get all of this information from Google for Education and to find the link to the Interland game that we told you about. I'm telling you, you're going to love the game.
Interland.
You're going to love the game. You can let your kids play it by themselves, or you can play it with them. I highly suggest you play it with them. Wait.
Can they take my voice that I just said Interland? Can they take? I want 50% of the
Absolutely.
Profits.
Absolutely. They can do whatever they want. It's Google. Sorry. And we want to thank Google for Education for sponsoring this podcast episode. I hope you guys very much enjoyed this one. If you guys want to connect with us, be sure to email us. We are coolhitparentspodcast@gmail.com. That's right. gmail.com. We are also.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, I did.
Crazy, stupid, dope, fresh.
We're also on Instagram. We are Cool Hit Parents on Instagram. So come on over, chat with us, interact with us. We'd love to continue this conversation over there. And that's it. Husband, do you have anything else you want to say to your friends?
Google Play.
Oh. Really?
I don't know.
Okay. Great. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you again very soon. Bye.
Up with Googs, down with Smoogs.
Okay.
Nothing rhymes with Google.
I think that Flugel. Was
Plugo.
All right.
Mugle.
Say goodbye.
Bye.